welcome to episode one of The Wilderness of Creativity. This is my first podcast, but it's not the first time I have recorded this episode. I'm your host, Lucy, and today we're going to be diving into the what, the how, and the why of the wilderness, and the concept of taking the road less travelled. Sometimes a change of perspective can be exactly what we need, even if we don't realise it at the time. Before we get started, I just want to give a quick shout out to Sarah McDowell, the co-host of the SEO Mindset podcast and the founder of the West Midlands Podcast Club. She has held my hand throughout the entire process and is embarking on some pretty exciting adventures herself at the moment. So please do make sure you check out her socials at the end of listening to today's podcast. I'm going to take you back to the beginning of this year when I first met Sarah. So my little boy had been invited to her nephew's birthday party and we got chatting and we talked about all sorts of things. And when I asked her what she did for work, she told me that she was a podcast host and she helped other people create podcasts. Now, I did not think for one minute that a podcast was something that I wanted to do. But fast forward a week later and I'm asking for her number and we've arranged to talk about an idea that had formed miraculously in my brain over the course of the week. I decided to embark on her 6-week course and here we are. When I was thinking about what my podcast might be about, I was going to focus on supporting secondary school teachers who had made the transition into early years or primary settings, because this is pretty much what I've done over the last few years. I qualified with a PGCE in performing arts and drama in 2012, and since then I have worked in schools up and down the country, teaching Key Stage 3 up to A level, and I'm now the dance and drama specialist in an independent primary school. As Sarah and I worked through each section of her workbook over the 6 weeks, I realised that I wanted to create a platform for storytelling where we could explore the power of narrative and the art of sharing our unique stories. It's been a journey of self-discovery over the last 4 years, certainly, and one that's challenged me and my ideas, and so we ended up with The Wilderness. The Wilderness of Creativity is a platform for us to celebrate the triumphs, the challenges, and the insights of those of us surviving the wild. And what I'm really excited about is that this podcast is not exclusively dedicated to creativity within the arts. Creativity is embedded in design and technology, in beauty, food, and fashion. We see it in business development. We see it in the way we support our mental health and well-being. In our parenting styles. Creativity shows up in our relationships. Creativity is at the heart of everything that we do. And this podcast is going to shine a light on all the amazing things that you are doing out there. Creativity is not a luxury. It's a necessity for living your best, most joyful and inspired life. Being creative can have a profound effect on the brain. It engages and stimulates various areas responsible for cognition, emotion, and problem solving. When we engage in creative activities, our brains release dopamine, which enhances our mood, increases motivation, and improves overall well-being. If you're anything like me, I'm finding it increasingly difficult to fit everything in. My social life is pretty basic, and yet I'm exhausted. How do we find the time to be creative? This first episode is a little window into my world. As I've said, the last 4 years have been bittersweet. It'll come as no surprise that the pandemic brought about significant changes in my life, and I've certainly felt like I've been walking off-piste for quite a while. When the first lockdown was announced, I was 3 months pregnant, and like many of us, for lots of different reasons, I felt completely disorientated. The daily afternoon walks, solitude, working from home, the longing for normality. It was certainly a moment to reflect on where life was going and what I wanted. And the birth of our little boy brought about a beautiful new perspective to life. In 2021, I returned to work, but as it happened, I was made redundant on my first day back. Not something I was expecting, but as we know, these things happen. I had no idea what I was going to do. But I am one of these people that like to be thrown into the deep end and made to swim. So I had 5 weeks to find a job. And for those of you who work in education, you'll appreciate that trying to find a job 5 weeks before the summer holidays is far from ideal. There was literally nothing out there. Thankfully, I did manage to find a maternity contract for a year, and it was during the commute up and down the M1 that I started to get the itch to etch-a-sketch. Now, I'm a serial etch-a-sketcher. I have packed, unpacked, and repacked my life many, many times, but I suddenly found that having 50 minutes of uninterrupted thinking time driving to and from work really allowed me to attune to what I wanted my life to look like in a year's time. Some people might liken this to manifestation. Graham Wallace recognises the incubation stage as the second of four stages of the creative process, and it was a really slow process. It started with journaling, and I went back to the mat. I started to practice yoga. I listened to lots of music, and I found podcasts to listen to in the car that really helped me find the language that I needed in order to express how I was feeling. During this time, I was also really building strong connections with the children and young people I was teaching, particularly the A-level and drama theatre group. Now, we were working together to complete their component two, which focuses on facilitating the students to explore a stimulus and create an original drama piece in the style of their chosen theatre practitioner. And I had this lovely group, and one day they brought in a pack of inspirational cards. And every now and again, we would take these cards out at the start of a rehearsal, pick a card and read the quote, and we'd discuss how the quote resonated with us that day. And funnily enough, the card that came up the most throughout our time together was "Take the road less travelled and you'll find joy." Now, at the time, I had no idea what this card could mean, but an idea had started to form. And fast forward to May 2022, and like a bolt from the blue, I receive a phone call to say that a specialist dance and drama role had come up in a local primary school, and perhaps I should consider applying for the job. Somehow, I'd found the road less travelled. So what does it really mean to take the road less travelled? How do we strike a balance between embracing the unknown and seeking stability in times of uncertainty? Can creativity be a tool for building resilience in the face of life's challenges? Creativity coach Eric Maisel has worked with a variety of individuals, from artists to authors to musicians to scientists and lawyers. And in his book, Making Your Creative Mark, he shares 9 essential strategies for reaching your creative potential. These strategies include cultivating positive thinking, boosting self-confidence, nurturing your passions, managing stress effectively, navigating relationships, and defining your identity. My journey through various careers and life changes have certainly taught me the value of embracing the unknown and adapting to the terrain, each step shaping my path and fostering my creativity in completely unexpected ways. We all encounter milestones and obstacles that test our resilience and spark our curiosity. And my hope now is to create a platform to motivate, inspire, and empower you to embrace your unique creative journey. Join me every month as we explore practical tips for cultivating creativity and ways of protecting our time, energy, and space. We will also uncover how my guests pursue focus in a world that is so full of noise and distractions. Subscribe now to the Wilderness of Creativity and tune in for free to hear these stories of survival. Next month, we're going to talk to playwright and PhD researcher Stacey Moon Tracy and discuss her latest play, Critical Care. Don't forget to like, share, and leave a review to support the show, and give us a follow on Facebook and Instagram to join our creative community. I would love to hear all about your own journeys through the wilderness, so please do get in touch. Thanks for listening, and until next time, stay wild.